logo there and drained it. 21-15 right now. And we're going to get a push from behind call on the Pirates. And that's going to go against Seaman. Seaman picks up his first foul of the game, and that's going to be Harbor Beach's fourth. I'm sorry, Harbor Beach's second. Washington brings it up. He throws it into the paint to Houston. Houston tries to go down, and now we're going to get a push call again on Harbor Beach, and I think Simon's going to pick up his second. Nope. This one's going to go against Kraft. Kraft picks up his first, team's third. University gets it underneath. Houston looks to throw it in. He throws it all the way to the half court up there to Goodman. Goodman's covered by Gerkovic right now. He takes the long three over Gerkovic and drains it.
This kid can shoot.
He can shoot, and he can shoot with somebody in his face. So, obviously, Gerkovic is going to have to get up there a little bit tighter, maybe. 24-15. Now they get it over to the right side. Shot's no good there by the Pirates. Goodman gets the rebound. He brings it up to the court, goes to the left side of the free throw line, and takes the 19-footer. And we're going to have a 30-second timeout by Harbor Beach. We'll be back right after we hear from Kohler's.
Hello, you're on the air with Miss Know-It-All.
Boy, I sure hope you can help me. My relationship has lasted just this winter. It's been hot and cold. I'm looking for a more dedicated, consistent commitment.
It sounds like it's time for a separation and a move to a new, more lucrative relationship you can depend on. You've suffered long enough, my dear. It's time to go local. Hook up with Kohler Propane. With Kohler Propane, you'll find that long-term relationship you're looking for, built on trust, plus cozy nights, and you'll save money.
Call Kohler's Propane at 1-888-950-7975, and you'll develop a long-term relationship. Nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
We're back here at Reese High School where I believe you made Nona. Eric, how many points was that in a 1 minute?
I believe number 5, George Goodman, the senior guard, 5'9", just had 11 points in the last minute. So Harbor Beach is really going to have to step on their defense against this young man. He can prove that he can shoot from 25 feet out. He proved that he can drive it in.
That was an 11-2 run by the Buena Vista in 1 minute by one guy.
Absolutely. This man is... He's an all-around player, so Harbor Beach is really going to have to stop him.
He's just learning how to play point guard. This year, he's been the shooting most of the time, but coach wants to help him get into a good college, so they've moved him up to the point guard. And he talks a little bit about how he's adjusted to that and likes that, and he does a real good job at dishing the ball also. Harbor Beach gets the ball in on the low block. Ginter makes the turnaround jump shot. No, he doesn't. I'm sorry. It was blocked. I looked away for a second. Long shot by, this time, Dwayne Ferris. The junior shows his range as he takes it from the right-hand sideline and drains the three, extending the lead to 29-15. Down in the paint goes Seaman, and Seaman gets his shot to fall now, and the Pirates make it 29-17. Goodman comes, gives a no-look pass into McKinney. McKinney takes it from the paint. No good. They try to tip it back in, and we're going to get a push from behind on the Knights. And it is. Basketball is a game of runs here. If Harbor Beach can just stop this run and maintain some points here, they're going to be okay. They've done good at coming in all games here. They just need to stop the bleeding for a second. And that foul went against Jaleen Hogan, his second, the freshman. Harbor Beach with the ball. Gerkovic at the top. Covered there by Goodman. Now he gets Sorensen that cuts up to the right side of the paint. Now they find a wide open Ginter along the baseline. And he faked his shot as he saw the block coming, and he made a nice move around the big guy from Buena Vista to lay it up and off the glass. He waited for him. He saw him recovering, made the pump fake, dribbled around him, laid it up off the glass. He's going to get the and-one, Eric.
That was an absolutely good focus play by Mr. Ginter over there. That's a good play for a sophomore, absolutely.
So checking in for Buena Vista now is going to be Derek Washington. Checking out is McKinney. Also checking in is... McGee, and I did not see who the other gentleman was that checked out. As we know, some of the Buena Vista fans can pick us up over here in the Saginaw area, so we hope you enjoy our broadcast for you also. Last year, we had him joining us when we were down at New Haven listening in, so they get a treat once in a while. And the shot there for the and one by Ginther was no good. Rebound pulled down by Washington. Washington brings it up the court, goes to the right side, gets it back from his man. Now he kicks it over to the right side. Well, long three again. This one by the 5'7" junior Ferris, and that's his second three of the night, making it 32-19. And Buena Vista's showing off their range right now. Get it inside there. Kovic, now he bounced, passes it from the low block over to Ginther. Ginther's shot's no good. It's bounced away, or it's deflected by Gidman, right into the hands of McGee. McGee brings it up the court, gives it to Washington. Washington looks to go one-on-one down the right lane. He goes to floater over to Kovic, and he lays it up and off the glass. 34-19. And we're going to have another timeout here by Harbor Beach, a full, and we'll be back right after we hear from one of our sponsors.
A lot has changed since 1948. A loaf of bread was only 14 cents, and gasoline, a mere 16 cents a gallon. But one thing that has stood the test of time is at Ramsey Funeral Home, it's still our family serving yours. Spanning 63 years and three generations, Ramsey Funeral Home has been there for you and your loved ones when it's needed the most. Check us out online to view obituaries 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at RamseyFH.com. Once again, that's RamseyFH.com. You can also take a virtual tour of our facilities or read our story of three generations at Ramsey Funeral Home. That's RamseyFH.com. Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach, our family serving yours since 1948. www.RamseyFH.com. From all of us at Ramsey Funeral Home, the best of luck to the Pirates.
We're back here at Reese High School after that timeout. Rakovic brings it up, throws it to the left side, going for the 12-footer was Ginther. No good. Rebound control there by Ginther. He got his own rebound, and he went up and in, and they couldn't get it to fall. 34-21 yet. Now we got Washington working the right side. He throws it back up to the top to McGee. McGee sets. He drives base, drives and splits the defender, splits the zone, gives a little shuffle pass in there to Smithers, and Smithers just gets a floater up in the top over the Harbor Beach defense there and lays it up off the glass, and it's going to get the and one.
Actually, back down here, Harbor Beach did make that. It was a missed rebound by Andrew Seaman. He got the ball, and he had a very good dish to Aaron Ginther for that 2 points.
I wondered how he got that back. I mean, I looked up for 30 seconds, not even 3/10 of a second. But so that shot was up there by Washington or Smithers, and it was no good. Rebound control by the Pirates. They push it up the court. Kovic gets it to Seaman on the low block, and it gets knocked away out of bounds there by Smithers. 3:25 to go here in the first half. Univista with the lead, 36-21 over the night. Coming out of the game is George Smithers. Checking back into the game is Houston. Nice pass inside by Gerkovich to get it inbounds right into the hands of Ginther, but Ginther's shot blocked. Now they push it up the court to a wide-open Ferris. Ferris takes a three from the baseline, no good. Nice pass by Kraft to get around the defender. Ginther trips, tries to get a shot up. He can't. Long pass up the court. Goodman burned everybody up the court. And I'll tell you what, McGee saw him breaking up there, and he went in to lay it up for the easy bucket. 38-21, the lead now for the Buena Vista Knights. Harbor Beach with the ball. Sorensen looks to come from the top. Now passes on the baseline to Ginther. Ginther just can't get his shot up. And Ginther's working hard down here tonight. You got to give this young sophomore some credit. He is working. He's making some pump fakes, ball fakes. He's trying to go up and under. He just can't seem to get around the Buena Vista players.
No, absolutely not.
And they do a great job, Buena Vista does, of helping out. They slide right over, and they'll double-team you anywhere on the court. So that foul goes against Malik Houston, picks up his first foul. Team's fourth. Harbor Beach has seven. The visitors that they're calling the visitors tonight, the Knights have four. Yep. And that first one by Ginther was no good. His second free throw's up, and that one's good. 38-22. Univista with the lead and the ball. 2:47 to go here in the first half. Goodman gets it down in the right-hand low corner. Now he dribbles up to the top to the right side. Kicks it back in the corner to Smithers. Smithers checks it out. He's covered by Sorensen. Now he walks it back up to the top of the right side, throws it back down in the corner to Houston. Houston gives it back to him. They get a quick pass inside on the block to McKinney. Turnaround jumper's no good. Rebound tipped around. Almost had it by Ginther, but it's tracked down by Buena Vista. They throw it to the top of the key to Washington. Then they get a little bit too fancy trying to go inside, and it's picked off by Ginther. Ginther gives it to Kraft on the low post. He goes up, and his shot's deflected there by Houston. Goes right into the hands of Gerkovic, and Gerkovic pulls it out and kicks it up to the top for Sorensen, who steps up for three. His three rims out. Rebound goes into the hands of McKinney. And now we have two players going down to the ground, Harbor Beach, Kraft, and Ginther, along with McKinney. Everybody goes to the ground, and it's going to be a jump ball. Or are they going to give him a foul there? Oh, they gave that to foul a Kraft there. Must